Good morning.
Good morning.
Our battle against sin is not something which takes no effort from ourselves, but neither is it something we can do without Christ's redeeming power. Firstly, we're told to find wisdom and live out our days on earth efficiently. Ephesians 5:15 to 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. We're also instructed to turn from the evil of the flesh, which is our natural state, and turn to God, His will, and His commandments. 1 Peter 3:11 to 12. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. While we are instructed to be righteous, we must not get caught in a works-based mindset. Sin's hold on the natural man is far too strong for us to overcome on our own. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Instead of putting our main focus on how we can try to resist temptations, we should focus on Him who is able to save us. Galatians 5:16. 1 Peter 2:24. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. Again, if we dwell in Him, sin cannot dwell in us. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Also Psalm 119:11. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Prayer is also an important part of staying focused on God and avoiding corruption. Jesus was asked for a model of prayer, and His statement included Matthew 6:13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We see then that we don't have to fight against temptation, evil on our own. We can come to the Father directly for sanctification. Finally, we know that He can lift us up if only we humble ourselves before Him, and because He is a God of love, He is eager to help us when we are sincere. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Let's pray. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Remind us that trying to fight against evil on our own is not something that is going to work. Rather, your sacrifice and Spirit, which you sent, is our saving grace. In Jesus' name, amen.